Blog Talk Radio.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with the study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a pace. When I say go, just take your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now, let me have it, there, boy.
Charles with Dave Bublitz and you here on the Monday morning edition. Excuse me, the Friday. What am I saying? I've got my entire weekend and week completely turned around. The Friday edition of the $12 radio show. It's September the 23rd, 2016, here on this Friday. Monday, what am I thinking of? Let's see here, $12 radio show. We're here in the midst of episode 147. There are 93 days left until Christmas. Trying to think of to start out with here. It's a beautiful morning here in Fort Collins. By the way, the show is coming to you live and direct from Fort Collins, Colorado. We're here at the northwest corner of City Park, the Ramblewood Studios, just a stone's throw from the mountains and the foothills. And it started out feeling like a very autumn type day. It was cool. Like that, so there was really no reason to complain, and all of a sudden it has just turned into a beautiful day. And it's funny because here at the Ramblewood studio, we have a dog park. It's just outside the window here, and as a result, we don't see very many squirrels, because you've got squirrels and you've got dogs. You're going to see one or the other, well, you know, but you're not going to see both. Occasionally you'll see a squirrel that's up a tree that's teasing a dog, but that's, you know, about the end of it right there. But for some reason, as the seasons are changing, it must be, you know, something in nature, something out there in space is getting the attention of the squirrels right now, because the squirrels are out right now in force. I was thinking about putting a bird feeder outside the studio window. Give myself something to look at here, because I mean, I've got beautiful trees, I've got birds out here. As I say that right now, Look at that. You can even see a robin right now, which is pretty cool. I thought it would be fun to see the squirrels. But, yeah, so close to the dogs. Probably shouldn't press my luck. Yeah. Big movie weekend, anyway. September turning out to be much better than I had thought it would be. I think I was talking about before some of the films that are out in big, or at least big critically, they kind of got unloaded late in the summer and early in the fall, but Hell or High Water, Morgan, and The Infiltrator. All three of those look very, very good, and I'm also looking forward to getting out to seeing a film, the Beatles touring years, a documentary of the touring years of the Beatles, directed by Ron Howard. Looks pretty good. Now, Fort Collins. Hopefully, you've got yourself a cool little independent movie theater like the Lyric in your town. Be sure to get out there and catch yourself a movie this weekend. Let's see. Start out with a trivia question here, if we could. A trivia. What dog? It seems like it's very easy to me. I'm sure it's easy to you as well. What dog was the subject of a famous speech given by Richard Nixon on this date in 1952? Was it Liberty, Checkers, Millie, or Buddy? That seems pretty easy to me. And I'm going to guess to you as well. Don't forget that if you'd like to give me a call here at the studio, you can do that at 646-564-9650. Monday through Friday, we're here every morning, Mountain Standard Time. And the show is still scheduled to move in the very near future. I'm shooting for a week from Sunday, which would be October the 2nd. It's still a time to be announced. And maybe a little bit more like an hour version. Get a chance, hopefully, because it's a Sunday, we'll be able to get more comics to call in and more conversation as a result. Maybe more call-ins as well. Maybe that will be the case as well. But I was going to talk about what's in the news, but there's nothing out there that's caught my eye. You know, it's just talking about the debates. That's coming up on Monday. They're showing that at the Lyric as well. Isn't that fun? They're showing the debate at a movie theater with snacks. That's the only way I'm going to go watch one again. But I can't get excited about the election because neither side is somebody to get excited about. It's whoever. It's the other person that you just don't like at all, and you're voting because this person is the lesser of two evils. And that's what it is this year. This might be the most disappointing campaign that I've ever seen. That's just, you know, that's me, and I think that's a lot of people too. The other thing is that, you know, for sports right now, baseball is winding down. That's always a little bit of a drag. I'm also a summer person. That's wrapped up, and it's all. We had the first day of autumn yesterday. The summer is wrapped up. First day of fall here yesterday. But the news is two things basically from what I can gather. It's what's going on in Syria, which is for bigger minds than mine to figure out. And the other thing is the riots that are going on in North Carolina. And I really hope that somehow or another people are able to turn the corner because it's – I love these people that keep asking, how is it that this problem keeps getting worse and worse? And I don't think it's getting worse and worse. I think it's always been the case. I think there's always been racism in America. I don't think it's been quite as overt as it's been lately, but I think it's just been kind of festering under the surface. So thoughts and prayers and hope that the – first off, I hope that the idiots that are looting – I don't care what anybody says. There are people that are protesting a frustration over an injustice, and I can agree with that completely, and I respect that entirely. But the idiots that are taking TVs out of windows, those are idiots. Those are the people that give a black eye to the rest of the movement. Not to me. not to me, because it is just a handful of idiots. Also, as well, for me, I believe that the police are I wouldn't want to be a cop for 5 seconds, and I'm not a real big fan of the police myself. I respect them, but I'm not really – not a big fan, but I would never do that job. You have to go out there and knock on the window and see what they're up to, and who knows what's on the other side. But they need more training. They need more money. They need more resources. And most importantly for me, in my mind, they need more accountability. When things were more public these last several months, what am I saying? The last several months, last year or so, at least. But anyway, that's it for the serious stuff. I didn't mean to get serious. It's just there's so little in the news. That's about it. That's all there really is in the news at this particular moment. So let's go ahead and move back into the traditional stuff at the $12 show with Major League Baseball. 10 games remaining here in the season. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies by a score of 7-4. And it was really it's very frustrating because the Rockies were leading. The Rockies were owning the game at this point. It was, I think it was 4-2. They were up 4-2, and it was the seventh or eighth inning. And I had dozed off in front of TV, in the TV, because I think it was about 10:30, 11. And you ever have that happen? And then you wake up in the middle? I mean, excuse me, you fall asleep in the middle, and then you wake up at the end or in the middle of the next show? So anyway, I wake up when the game has been over, and I check the game online, and I realize they were leading 4-2 in the eighth. And they ended up losing 7-4. They coughed up the relief staff, the bullpen, coughed up 5 runs in 2 innings. Things have that seems to be their off season project. They still have a handful of things to address, but I think that's top of their list is to tighten up their bullpen. Maybe some of the people that they got in the Tulowitzki trade or more of the people that are down there in the farm system will end up coming up. But anyway, 7-4 last night. They're going to be playing the Dodgers out there in Chavez Ravine today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then next week, 27th, 28th, 29th, Colorado will be on the road, continuing their road trip. They'll be playing the San Francisco Giants. And then the home finale and the season finale, the 30th of September through the 2nd of October. End of baseball. End of baseball for the season. Well, I mean, there's postseason, so I mean, I can still root for the Cubs and the rest of that stuff, but it's always kind of a you've got different degrees of the fact that summer is over. But that's definitely right there. As soon as baseball comes into the picture, that's the final thing. When football comes into the picture, it's coming. But baseball pretty well wraps it up for you. 10 games remaining in the season. Like I said, speaking of football, Thursday night football, the Patriots beat the Texans by a score of 27-0. Sunday night football is going to be coming up this weekend, Chicago and Dallas, which is an interesting matchup. And Monday night football this coming Monday, New Orleans and Alabama now has their own major National Football League team, an NFL team, New Orleans and Atlanta. Tomorrow, college football continues. CSU is going to be playing the Minnesota Golden Gophers. It's a 10 a.m. start time. I don't know where you can find that, but I would imagine that if you hit CSU.com, CSUfootball.com, you should be able to find a place to watch it. I would imagine it's going to be on Root TV here in Colorado and in the West. It's an early start tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, you're going to sleep through it or you're going to forget about it and get busy tomorrow morning and not realize there was a game until – realize that the game is over until, 1:30, 2 o'clock. I think the game's starting now. No, 10 a.m. Get there bright and early. Let's see here. October the 1st, CSU next week, a week from tomorrow, CSU will be playing the Border War against Wyoming, which should be a lot of fun. It always is, and they're going to be playing this year in the final season at Hughes Stadium. tomorrow. The CU Buffaloes, the University of Colorado Buffaloes, will be playing the Oregon Ducks. And again, in college football, don't forget the CSU Coaches Show, Coors Light Coaches Show, is at CBN Potts every Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Foothills Fashion Mall. So be sure to get out of your house and check that out and see what's going on out there with the Coaches Show, because it's always a lot of fun with Mike Bobo. And you get cheerleaders, you get a marching band, you get a great, wonderful college football atmosphere. I'll tell you what, it's just now about 10:15. I think my brain is just now finally starting to tune in, to turn on, because it really wasn't there for a while. I hope I'm making a small amount of sense. I've not been, I don't know. I guess I've been sleeping well. It's just my focus not quite what it should be. I think it might be migraines, but I don't know. Or you know, I could just be slow. Anyway, it's 10:15. Let's go ahead and take our first break here. This is from the Electric Light Orchestra. It's a perfect song for a day like today, because it went from cloudy to sunny, and you get a chance to look outside and go see Mr. Blue Sky from ELO. My name is David Bublitz, and this is your $12 radio show. Intense for me, and I don't have the radio edit of that song, which is about 3 minutes long, and it wraps up with, you know, the nice pop jingly type sound that you got there. But the album cut, on the other hand, has that very weird orchestral choir ending. So Mr. Blue Sky from the, I forgot about that. So that's why the music cut off there, just and it stopped. Friday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. David Buble, it's with you here. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 20 after 10, and just moving right along here and checking some stuff out here. Today in sports history, looking at some stuff here. Barry Bonds hit his 65th and 66th home run of the season to tie Sammy Sosa for the second most home runs hit in a season. 66th home run. That takes a lot right there when you already have a little bit of a list. Musical history 2003, the album from Outkast, Speaker Box, was released. 1997, Elton John's single Candle in the Wind was released. 1980, Bob Marley performed his last show in Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, he died 7 months later of cancer. 1980, David Bowie made his acting debut in the Broadway show The Elephant Man. 1965, The Doors released their big single, People Are Strange, and in 1952, Hank Williams did his last recording session. Now, just looking here, just trying to find something, just looking for something to talk about with you guys. In case you can't tell, it's a slow day. A slow news day, a slow preparation day, and as a result, a slow show day. So if the few people that are out there that are listening have decided to move on to other things, I would certainly understand. Last couple of days have been nothing but migraines, so I have not been myself. Feel very good, though. Hope that whatever you guys are doing that you're feeling good. I heard my doctor say something nice when I went through the last time. He said, "You seem like you're doing better." And I said, "I beg your pardon? It's, you know, the different issues that you have and that you come in for. It seems like you're doing better, and you seem to be in pretty good shape." I'll take that. And still a net weight loss. I mean, at one point I was almost 270, which is just inhuman. I'm about 5'2", and I went, no, I don't. 5'2", 270, that's just inhuman. No, I was, I still am 5'10". 5'10", and I was at 270, and now I've worked my way down to, what have I worked my way down to? I've worked my way down to 234. So by the time I do my big show and do the second LP, the second album over at the Rialto, I'm hoping to be down to ideally 220. 220 would be great. 220 would be great. 210 would be outstanding. But 15 pounds, I think, would be pretty cool. Let's see here. Television history, 2011, All My Children aired for its last episode. The show had run for 41 years. They do still have soap operas, don't they? I don't watch them, but I do know that they have them. I just don't ever see them myself. They're not anything that I've... It is a cool thing, though, soap operas, I think, because in an era where daytime TV on network television is simply, you know, you have reruns and things like that on cable, and or you have Judge Judy or Judge Joe or People's Court, you can tell I have a lot of spare time, or Dr. Phil or whatever. The soap operas filled a different void because it was a wonderful training ground for people to bridge that gap you're a working actor and you're trying to work your way up into other acting projects and you got a television gig. So from that perspective, it's sad to see that there's so few of the soap operas left. 2003, NCIS premiered on CBS. 1992, Mad About You premiered on NBC. 1986, Matlock debuted on NBC. 1962 was the first episode aired of The Jetsons. It was the first show to be aired in color. As I was writing that down, all I could think of was, I should certainly hope it was in color. It was a cartoon. You're not running a cartoon in color. Black and white, it just won't work. You're thinking back to newspapers then, and you've got a live action newspaper like you had back in the day. No. 1950 went back this far. 1952 was the first pay-per-view sporting event. It took place. It was the Mariano Walcott fight way back in 1952. So 64 years ago, that had happened, which was kind of a surprising thing that it went back that far. Taking a peek here at, let's see. Oh, we'll go ahead and give you the answer to the trivia question. I asked you what dog was the subject of a famous speech given by Richard Nixon on his date in 1952. Your list of prospective answers would be Liberty, Checkers, Millie, or Buddy. And, of course, the answer was Checkers. It's the famous Checkers speech back in 1952. Movies this weekend opening up are The Magnificent Seven. You can get a chance to go out and see the film Storks. Storks, another animated film, but it looks like a very low-budget animated film, I think. It's not looking very promising, but if you need something to take the kids to see, that appears to be the one to go to. Movies as well here at the Lyric here in town, if you're looking for something alternative or off the beaten track, a film called The Complete Unknown is there. The film I've been talking a lot about with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and Ben Foster, Hell or High Water. The Beatles, 8 Days a Week, and Meryl Streep in Florence Foster Jenkins. At AMC Cinema Saver 6, if you're looking for a way to go out and see a movie and save yourself some money, go out and see Ice Age, Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur does not sound like a good idea. Ben-Hur going back and you know, all the overacting and the rest of it, just go back and dig up the old one from the late 50s. I also found that there was a silent one back in it was like late 20s, and I saw on a documentary, mid-20s, I think. Anyway, they were showing the stunts in this thing, and they were just as good and maybe even a little bit better than they were. I mean, they were as good as anything that you'd see today, and they were, you know, 90 years ago. So, but this current version of Ben-Hur, all you need to know is it's got Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman is in every movie made, okay? So we know that they're trying to add – it sounds like you're trying to add a little bit of insurance to a film that's not really so good. That's just my guess right there when I see Morgan Freeman, who's coming up in a film. But the other sign that it's not going to be a good film, this one's a little bit more obvious. Morgan Freeman in this film has himself – part of the costume is he's got a white – he's got white dreadlocks. I don't know either. I don't know why if you were to say pick an actor and then go Rastafarian and add the two of them together and put the two together, those are not what I would have come up with. It wouldn't have happened. But those are the films and some of the things that are coming up. But Magnificent Seven is the brand new one today. I'm most looking forward, I think, to that. Comedy Works. Lucas Brothers at the Comedy Works downtown Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow. Nate Barsgate will be at the Comedy Works South. Out of the Improv tonight, 23rd, 24th, 25th, the Hypnosis, the hypnotic comedy of Rich Guzzi, or Guzzi. Also comedy up here in Fort Collins. If you don't want to make the drive down to Denver, they have a comedy show one Saturday of every month. Here in Fort Collins at Proust. So go out there and catch a comedy show. Also, some other showcase rooms around town include Elliot's Martini Bar downtown, run by a very funny guy here in town. His name's Chris Munoz, and another funny guy, Kyle Pogue. The R Bar, run by Mallory Wallace, very entertaining comedy lineup that they've got that they put up over there once a month. Most of these are once a month. Twice a month out in Greeley is a comedy show a comedy show at a place called Syntax, and they do two of those every month. And the show that I do in Loveland at the Board and the Bowl, the second or third, it's at least one Friday a month. We'll leave it there because sometimes it tends to get moved around. And if you happen to be thinking, just letting that spin through your mind about going out to see yourself some comedy, keep in mind that there are a lot of open mic nights around Fort Collins and a chance to go out and see either see some great comedy, developing comedy, or give yourself a chance to do comedy yourself, because you will see every comedy at every step of development along the way. You can see it every Monday at Hody's with Mike Davidson, every week with Yum Yums with Chris Munoz and Justin Going, every Tuesday and Thursday at Johnny's Cigar Bar down in Boulder, on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Tobias Livingston, Outriders with Dave Eloise in Boulder, in Greeley every week on Thursdays, and Bondi's Beach Bar every single Sunday. So get a chance to get out there and see some comedy, either see some shows here in town or make the drive down to Denver and see some comedy. But you don't need to make the drive down to Denver if you don't want to. You can do that right here. Okay? Let's see here. Time to take a musical break here because we're at the 15-minute point. It's half past 10. Let's go ahead and play one of my favorite – what am I saying? It is my favorite band. If you listen to the show, you're probably wondering, why does he play this band so much? But we're going to go ahead and play it. It's Miss Tomorrow, It's Cheap Trick from Rockford, Illinois. My name is David Bublitz, and this happens to be your 12-hour radio show. Is that a little bit too loud? Okay.
How funny things can be. The things you said to me. We'll be right back.
Trix. David Bublitz with you in the 12th Hour Radio Show, the Friday morning edition. It's a little bit after 10:30, about 10:34 or so, Mountain Standard Time. Getting ready to wrap things up here. Just a couple of things left here on the docket, so to speak. Go ahead and looking back again in history on this particular date. Birthday, born on this date. These are not the current birthdays of people with us. We'll do that in a second. But on this date, Caesar Augustus was born in 63 B.C., Mickey Rooney was born in 1920. His birth name was Joel Ewell Jr. Yeah, I think Mickey Rooney was the way to go. John Coltrane, the blues master, the jazz master, John Coltrane, born in 1926. Ray Charles, born in 1930, and from the Drifters, the lead singer, Mr. Ben E. King, born in 1938. Mary Kay Place, the character actress, very funny, very talented lady, Mary Kay Place, is 69 years old today. The boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, is 67 years old. Jason Alexander from the Seinfeld show is 57 years. And let's see here, Chai McBride, who currently is in the current rendition of Hawaii Five-O, 55. Singer Andy DeFranco is 46, and from Major League Baseball player Mr. Matt Kemp is 32 years old. And I have lost track. I'm not even sure where Matt Kemp is playing these days. You know, again, another good detail to have kept track of. So I will be better prepared between now and Monday. It was an abbreviated show, not really an abbreviated show. It was a little short by my standards, but probably about a half hour is about the right length. So just a little bit more organized might not be a terrible way to go. But I thank you so much for being here. I'm trying to think here. I don't have any comedy to mention that's coming up for myself, but as soon as I do, I will definitely bring that up with you guys and let you know. Big show still coming up November the 10th at the to do some preparation between now and then, so I'll be sure to mention that. Monday we'll be back here at 10 a.m. Still the plan is a week from Sunday. Going, we're about 90% certain to go to a weekly show, and it'll be every Sunday. I'm thinking like 4 o'clock. That's my guess, but that whole part of it is still up in the air. You guys take care, everybody. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Get out of the house, check out the sunshine. It's an early Bronco game, so even if you catch the game, it's an 11 o'clock start time. So one way or another, get out of the house. Even if you, I tell you what, if you take the game with you, you can do that. It's on 850 KOA. You can listen to it on the radio. Do that. Get out of the house. Do whatever it is that you need to do, because it looks like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Let's see here, and that is it. Let's see here. This is not one that I play all the time, but considering the song, I probably play it too much. But it makes me smile. Not quite up there with the Barking Dogs' Jingle Bells, but this is pretty close. Love Is Like a Rock from Donny Iris, early MTV days back in the mid to late 80s. Love Is Like a Rock. David Bubles with you on the $12 radio show, the Friday morning edition, saying thanks and good night, everybody. We will talk to you very, very soon. Take care, everybody, and God bless.